Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer.
You don't need to ask what we're talking about today as we approach the end of our county by county tour of Ireland, exploring some of the most unique towns and villages within all of our 32 counties of this country. Travel content creator Will Murphy is with me in studio today to tell us all about wonderful Kerry.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. The kingdom.
I know. Yeah. Do you know, I only visited Kerry for the very first time in my life about 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow,
it was during COVID.
Wow.
And do you know, I hate to admit it, particularly as a Donegal woman, but it is a beautiful place.
It's a gem. It is stunning.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It is the gem of Ireland, absolutely. And it's probably the hardest county to squeeze into a weekend now, but we're going to try our best to kind of run
go
through
on.
It. Okay, right. So we're starting in Killarney.
Yeah.
We're going to get coffee first. We're going to go, we have two options. We have Good Boy Coffee and Luna. Both really excellent spots. Then we're going to head into Killarney National Park. That's 26,000 acres of lakes, mountains, woods and waterfalls. So there's a lot to explore there. Muckross Abbey is really, really nice. It's a 15th century abbey and there's a huge yew tree growing in the middle of the courtyard there. That's really nice. Torque Waterfall is stunning. Make your way around then. Ladies View is also a great one too. Then we're going to head on to the Ring of Kerry. So they say.
So would you recommend? I think you have to spend a night in Killarney.
Yeah.
Killarney is a brilliant town.
Yeah, stunning. Really,
and
really
for
nice.
Families and for people that just want to go down for a night out and a good crack, it is a brilliant
place. It's all there, yeah. And you can go beyond there then, so close to nature and everything. And you can do the Ring of Kerry. So this is great. So the thing with this now is to start early and do it clockwise, because the tour buses are also on that route and you don't want to be stuck behind the tour buses the whole time. It'll take up too much time. So go clockwise and start. You'll go into Kenmare then, which is a stunning spot, lovely town. You'll get lunch. Bean and Batch is gorgeous in Kenmare. And then
it's
really
a fabulous bakery actually there.
I wonder, is that the one in the middle of the village? Bean and Batch, one of those ones. But yeah, another amazing experience is the night kayaking in Kenmare. So that's a really stunning one to do. It's also where the bioluminescence kind of happens. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of where the plankton in the water will light up when it's disturbed. So if you're kayaking, you put the paddle in and it'll kind of start to light up in the water and stuff. It's really cool. Very unique and also very rare. So not guaranteed, but it is a stunning nighttime kind of kayak thing, which is very, very cool. There's also seaweed foraging there, which is stunning. Loads in Kenmare.
Particularly if you're active and you want
to
kind of a sporty little break.
Absolutely.
Kenmare is the spot for you.
Yeah. Drive on then to Sneem, which is another gorgeous little colourful town. Loads there. There's Derrybawn Beach, all that. Then we're on to the Skellig Coast. Obviously, Skellig Michael is a massive Instagrammable spot.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about it. And obviously, it has the Star Wars connection there. If you go at the right time of year, you're getting the puffins. Boats over can be quite rocky, I hear. So
I know a few people who went and had to cancel trips.
They can be cancelled all the time. And even if you do get on the boat, make sure you have some form of seasickness tablets or something to get you through. Valentia Island then is next. That's another stunning spot. Really, really, really nice. And there's loads to do there as well. There's just too much. There's too much.
It's hard to fit Kerry into a weekend
into
if
weekend.
You're trying to explore the whole
but
county.
I'd recommend taking some part of this piece now and doing it. Don't try and fly through all of it because you'll just miss.
You kind of want to make 3 days.
Yeah.
You want a bank holiday weekend.
You would.
Really.
A bank holiday would be the ideal situation. So in terms of staying for this side of Kerry, so Killarney glamping at the Grove is a gorgeous kind of your typical glamping spot.
I like a unique kind of accommodation.
And they have loads of different unique, it's not the same pod, they have loads of different little cabins and things like that. Another one then is Park Nasilla Resort, which is a big luxurious option. It's a really nice spot. They have lovely like spas and all that kind of stuff there. And then there's a retro converted bus on Valentia Island, which is really cool. That's really unique now. That's a really, really, really cool one.
They also, I should say too, I know there's lots of kind of, you know, 5 stars and high-end hotels. I haven't been in any of them actually at all in Kerry, but I've stayed in, you know, very accessible, kind of budget-friendly hotel accommodation in Killarney town as well. Like, they do have lots of accommodation options there.
Loads there for people. Yeah, yeah. And you won't
stay in B&Bs in Kenmare too. There's plenty of them.
B&Bs are almost forgotten about.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'd like to bring back, B&Bs.
Bring back the B&B.
It's a great way to travel around, isn't it? And you get your breakfast in the morning, you have a bit of a chat with the owners.
They used to actually, B&Bs years ago, I remember when we used to stay in them. Like, they used to give you, your meal there.
Yeah,
you had your dinner there in the evening with them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really nice kind of thing. So I say bring that back if we can. So that's that side of Kerry. You can do Carntoohill, of course. That's the highest mountain in Ireland. It's not really a casual walk for tourists. I'd recommend getting a guide, checking the conditions, all that as well. Now we're on to Dingle.
Dingle is a brilliant place.
Dingle is stunning. Yeah, I think Dingle is twice. Possibly my favourite place in Ireland. It's just unbelievable. And the place I go back to all the time to stay in is the Atlantic Bay Rest. I'm a bit gatekeepy about this one, but I'm going to tell you, so make sure don't tell anyone. It's a really rustic kind of stay on the side of a cliff. It's really nice. I call it like the Hawaii of Ireland. It's a really, really, if you catch it on a great day, it's unreal. You have Castlewood House, which is a gorgeous B&B.
I think I've stayed in there, actually.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah. They're known for their breakfast now, and it's a standout breakfast.
It is, there's even Irish mist, I think, in the porridge, if it's the place that serves me correctly.
Yes, that's the one. Really stunning spot. Then you have Benner's Hotel is also in the middle of Dingle. That's a great place to stay. So that's your accommodation sorted. Great times to visit Dingle is during Féilín Bealtaine, which is the 1st of May. So they call in the summer then and they put on a big show and everything. It's a great like music culture festival. Or like I go every year. It's like the best time to be going to Dingle. Yeah. And again, I'm a bit gatekeepy. I'm like, should I be telling people this? Because it's going to be so crowded. Dingle is
the whole purpose of this discussion every Friday.
Yes, I know. But another great time then is the Dingle Food Festival, which is actually coming up in the first weekend of October. So that's a really good time to check out Dingle if you're a big food lover.
There's a fabulous seafood restaurant in the middle of Dingle.
Fish Box is really nice. Yeah, yeah. So with the Dingle Food Festival, you get to go on the taste trail and try all the different restaurants in Dingle. So, and it's sustainable and all that kind of stuff. So you get your Tupperware bowl, or you bring Tupperware, it's given to you, a lunchbox. You go to your vendor, you get what you want, and then you wash the bowl. There's like washing stations and stuff. So you wash your bowl and then you go and you try another bit of food. So there's no like this paper plates and all this kind of stuff. Completely sustainable, really cool setup there. So that's a great time to go. And then obviously Other Voices is a popular time to go as well. It is supposed to be massive at this stage now. It's kind of a big do now at this stage. But yeah, they're the best times to be going to Dingle. But any time is also really good either. Yeah. Any time of year. But
there's just so much going on in Kerry. It really kind of accommodates. There's something for everyone.
There's something for everyone, yeah. And more bits you can do in Dingle. Dingle Sea Safari is a great one. I go out like loads of times. It's stunning. It's like amazing the amount of knowledge that the captains know about the area. It's really interesting to hear that. Obviously, you might get lucky. You might see puffins, seals, dolphins and basking sharks at the right time of year, which is great. Sleighhead Drive is another great one to do. Again, it's absolutely rammed in high summer, so just be careful with that. Cumanul Beach is a stunning beach. I think it could be my favourite beach in Ireland. Really, really nice.
Where is that, sorry?
So that's just off Sleighhead, so probably at the end of it there. Yes, really, really nice.
Stephanie in Fermoy has got in touch. She says, we go to Kerry every year. We go to Castle Gregory, actually. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's our favourite holiday. 1 week, cousins come down. We all rent different homes. So much to see and do. I have 4 kids from 17 to 10 and they all absolutely love the week.
I know. It's a real one that you went when you were young and you were on holidays. We'd go down to Kerry.
Not when you were from Donegal, though.
No. You were to stay up there, did you?
It would have been quite a trek.
Well, from Leash, anyway, we were on
pre-motorway. Definitely, would have been quite the journey. But you probably do need a few days, really, don't you?
You do need a few days. Yeah, absolutely. And there's loads to do. Another last thing I want to like kind of shout out is my favourite thing that I've done this summer is the Great Blasket Island. So that's just off the coast of the Dingle Peninsula. And it is stunning. Really nice. So you can get over on the Blasket Island Experience boat. There's the caretakers out there at the moment. So they have like the best job in the world. Yeah. There's two caretakers. They look after the island. Two people are selected every year and their job is to run the island. It's just the two of them. They like meet people all the time. It's very remote. There's no one else on the island. So like when people go home in the afternoon, it's just the two of them. Just they get to relax and have it
all
to themselves.
Sounds like a nightmare now to me. But
depending on what kind of person you are. Yes. But Blasket Island is stunning. And the Blasket Island, the Blasket Centre is also a great place as well to check out.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, Will. Thanks a million for popping into us for the last couple of weeks to tell us about some of the, the best known and hidden gems in each of the different counties we've been talking about. If you're looking for maybe a little staycation or holiday away, if you want to listen back to some of Will's recommendations, all of those podcasts have you been to, all up on the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.